Chapter 64. On Monday night, Ron told Marjorie that his leg felt better and that he wanted to go to school. "Did you talk to your father?" "He called. He told me to try to not to be stupid." "That sounds like him," said Marjorie. She always pumped Ron for information about his conversations with his father. He always resisted, but she knew how to wear him down. Harry didn't have the ability to express emotions like most people. He was uncomfortable with intimacy. He'd built walls around him that were important to him for a very long time. Marjorie had been fool enough to think that she was inside those walls and that he trusted her. Now she knew that Harry wasn't capable of trusting anyone. He had a good heart, but he was short on trust and set in his ways. No football practice. "I have to show up, but I'll tell them that I'm hurt." "Will they know how you got hurt?" "No." "Will you tell them?" Instinctively, Ron sensed the danger in the question. It invited conspiratorial confidence, but Ron didn't trust it. There were always consequences. "Yes," he lied. He stood in front of Coach Peters in the coach's office. "How'd you hurt your leg?" Ron had stripped off his shoes and pants, but he left his underwear and shirt on when he went to see the coach. He knew that Peters would want to see the knee. The day's walking and the lack of ice had caused it to swell noticeably. It was warm to the touch. "I fell." "What were you doing when you fell?"
"I was in the park running sprints, Coach."
"Were you alone?" Coach Peters suspected that the answer wasn't true, but he wanted to know if any of the other players were involved.
"No, Coach. I was with some friends."
"Have you seen a doctor?"
"No, Coach."
"Looks to me like it should be looked at. Can't have you practice on that leg, Ronnie."
Ron felt the ease of relief flow through him. Coach Peters would never have called him Ronnie if he was pissed.